Welcome to Middlefield September 2025 Market Snapshot. This is where we bring you the latest on our mandates in 5 minutes or less. I'm Dean Orrico, and this month we'll ring in the start of fall, trading with a closer look at what's driving market sentiment amid unraveling tariff policy as well as economic softness. Plus, another real estate deal here in Canada and a bet on healthcare by one of the world's most famous investors. That's all ahead on 5 Mandates in 5 Minutes.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Any views expressed in this podcast are solely those of Middlefield Limited and are subject to change without notice.
From a macro perspective, markets continued to climb in August, with the S&P 500 posting its best five-month stretch since the post-pandemic rebound. One thing to note is rising participation from small and mid-cap companies, which signals improving market health and often marks the beginning of a sustained bull market. A shift in the Federal Reserve's tone has also boosted sentiment. Since early August, weaker job numbers and dovish remarks from Powell have boosted expectations for a rate cut on September 17th. We'll be following the data closely to determine when and how many further rate cuts lie ahead. Trade policy also remains uncertain following a court challenge to Trump's tariffs. While removing them could help margins and inflation in the long term, it may spark short-term volatility. The White House is exploring legal alternatives to retain authority, which is keeping markets on edge. Seasonality is also a factor. September has historically been a weak month for the equity market, and with high valuations and concentration, a pullback wouldn't be surprising. However, this often precedes strong year-end rallies. With broader earnings strength, more supportive policy, as well as rising M&A activity, markets look to rally into year-end. On the real estate front, REITs posted another strong month. Canadian REITs returned almost 4% in August. Meanwhile, U.S. REITs were up by a more modest 2%. Importantly, we're seeing more investor interest as the fundamentals remain solid and valuations look attractive. One notable announcement was the acquisition of Dream Residential REIT by Morgan Properties at a 60% premium to February's share price. As one of Dream's top shareholders, we actively engaged with management over the past year to consider strategic alternatives, and it's rewarding to see that work pay off. We're also beginning to cautiously re-enter the office REIT sector. While risks remain, we believe that vacancy rates have bottomed and demand is showing signs of life as more companies mandate a return to the office. New construction has virtually stopped, which has created a favorable supply-demand environment, and valuations remain compelling. With respect to healthcare, the whole sector rebounded in August, posting a very solid 5.4% return. After a difficult stretch earlier this year, this deeply undervalued sector has room to rebound. And history shows that healthcare tends to outperform when we're going into the final quarter of the year. Last month, it was reported that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway purchased 5 million shares of United Health. We also saw insider buying at Eli Lilly, both of which signaled confidence in the sector's long-term fundamentals. We've been adding to our biotech exposure as M&A and business development within the sector drive activity, and we believe that this theme will remain dominant for years to come. Subsequently, our healthcare funds remain overweight biotech relative to the benchmark. Canada has really stepped up on the energy stage. Recent meetings in the EU showed growing interest in Canadian LNG thanks to our lower carbon intensity, shorter shipping routes, and reliable production base. Domestically, momentum is building around infrastructure, and Canada's new major projects office in Calgary will help fast-track approvals to get nation-building projects firmly off the ground. Companies like Enbridge, with $32 billion in secured capital projects, are definitely poised to benefit from this long-term trend. On the tech and communications front, like clockwork, NVIDIA reaffirmed its AI dominance after reporting results on the 27th of August. The chip giant said data center revenue surged 56% year over year, with demand from the US and other regions, excluding China, remaining very strong. While we think NVIDIA's valuation is reasonable, pockets of the AI semi and hardware ecosystem look expensive. As a result, we're selectively increasing our software exposure. We favor infrastructure and continue to add innovators that benefit from AI accelerated product development. Zooming out a little, tech is forecasting to deliver the highest year-over-year earnings growth in the S&P 500 in Q3. Beyond AI, we're finding attractive opportunities in companies directly exposed to digital entertainment, cloud computing, and e-commerce. Our goal is to diversify sources of growth while maintaining exposure to powerful, long-term secular trends. And last but not least, on the resource front, gold has been one of the biggest TSX drivers this year. It surged to another record high heading into the Labor Day weekend. That brings the total 2025 gain to 35%, which is a 45-year record. Gold equities also outperformed, with the TSX Gold Index gaining 21% in August versus a sub-5% rise in the price of bullion. What's behind that? Well, a cocktail of factors, including rate cuts and concerns over Fed independence, are boosting demand for precious metals. At the same time, central banks now hold more gold than U.S. treasuries, a reflection of sanctions, debt concerns, and the drive for diversification. On energy, Trump-Putin meeting last month delivered little substance outside of new tariffs on India. India sources roughly one-third of its oil from Russia and has resisted pressure to scale back. That, in addition to OPEC production, has helped crude navigate typical seasonal patterns. As for nat gas, North American markets could become undersupplied in 2026. However, production discipline supports the longer-term outlook. So, while near-term headwinds persist, structural demand growth underpins a very constructive medium-term view on natural gas. That wraps up our September 2025 market snapshot. For more insight on our mandates, visit Middlefield.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dean Orrico. I'll see you next month.